Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital, Utah's premier sports medicine and orthopedic center, providing comprehensive care for your entire family. Give Tosh a call today, 801-314-4100. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at JJ Sports Beat. You can catch him on KSL Channel 5. It is Jeremiah Jensen. Jeremiah, BYU with just a kind of a stunning loss last night. I know they haven't played great this season, but losing to Pepperdine on the road, is there one thing that jumps out to you that says why BYU is struggling so bad this year?
I think that you often hear that defense travels. Well, they don't have any. So they've been struggling on the road because that's an element of their game that's missing right now. And that's kind of broad. There's a lot, I'm sure, details that Dave Rose is very well aware of, he goes through. But if you're just looking for something that's pretty blatantly obvious, it's defense. They gave up that many points to Pepperdine last night. I think Pepperdine averages around 68 points a game this year. It might be even a little less than that. So, that's right there. That's a glaring issue with this team, is they just don't defend well, and it's hard to win on the road, and it's hard to beat good teams if you can't defend, and that's been their problem this season.
Is it difficult for BYU to be in a league where they're told they're going to win every game that's not named Gonzaga and St. Mary's, then lose to teams like Gonzaga and St. Mary's? Is that a difficult proposition?
It's frustrating. I think fans had great expectations when BYU moved into this league that they could be a major player and they could challenge Gonzaga year in and year out and be a top 25 program, kind of building off what they did during the Jimmer Fredette era there at BYU, and it just hasn't happened for them. And you got to look at Gonzaga and St. Mary's. Those are excellent programs. And those are programs that always seem to have great talent, but also they got seniors and juniors and guys with a lot of experience. And this BYU basketball team right now doesn't have that, and it just hasn't come together for them in the league. And I think it will eventually, but this group right now is going through some growing pains. It's frustrating. I know fans are frustrated, but as frustrating as this season has been, I think it's going to pay off next year. And if you want to be optimistic, all you need to do is win 3 games in Vegas in March, and you'll feel a lot better about yourselves. That's probably not going to happen, but I think next year you're going to see a lot of lessons learned this year are going to pay off in the long run.
Find him on Twitter at JJ Sports Beat. Catch him on KSL Channel 5. Great stuff, Jeremiah. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he is, Jeremiah Jensen. Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, find him on Twitter at SBartleScout. Read him at UteZone.com, part of the Scout Network. It is Steve Bartle. Steve, looking at Utah last night, they needed all 40 minutes to beat Washington State. What's happened to Utah since they lost to Oregon, where it just doesn't seem like they've been able to click like they were before that?
It's really just comes down to teams getting a second crack at Utah. I think Utah, they don't have the best shooters, and I don't think that's a secret to anybody. And so I think teams have started to figure Utah out, and that as long as they eliminate the dribble drive, that really cuts down and kind of bogs down the Utes offense. I think Kyle Kuzma took a while to get going, and I think that's something that it hurts to see that. You want your big-time playmaker to be the guy to carry the team, and I don't know that he was able to do that last night. So I think it's just a matter of teams getting a second crack at Utah, and they now have kind of a game plan, a scheme that they can use to attack Utah and to limit their offensive attacks. So it was frustrating watching that last night, no doubt, but I think Coach K, he'll figure it out, and I think that he'll make some adjustments. He knows what he's doing, and he'll get the running Utah offense working again.
Steve, with how many new faces are on this team this year, would fans view an NIT appearance as a step back or still progress being made in the program?
Man, that is such a good question. I think any postseason tournament play is always beneficial. I think fans may look at it now that the team has actually come together and played together, and they've seen the potential of the team. I think fans will kind of view it as a disappointment. You lose to UCLA last second on your home court. You're battling Arizona. You're beating out Washington State in Washington, and to have those kind of games, to not make it to the NCAA tournament, I think that's kind of a letdown. But I think any postseason play, it's always beneficial to the team and to the program. So with all the new faces and with everything, I think it's a positive, you know, but I can definitely see why fans would be somewhat disappointed if the Utes don't make it to the NCAA tournament.
Is Kuzma on this team next year? Does he declare for the draft? Does he try and go play pro?
Ooh. If he gets a solid draft grade, I think that he's gone. There are clearly things that he can work on to improve his draft status, and I think another year would be beneficial to him to kind of add some strength and improve his shooting. So there are things that he can work on next year to improve his draft status. But from what I've heard, if he gets a draft grade, I think that he'll be looking to enter his name into the NBA draft.
You can find him on Twitter at SBartleScout. Read him at UteZone.com. Great stuff, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Steve Bartle, joining us for the Wasatch Whip Around, brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital. For more information about sports and orthopedic injuries, follow the experts at Tosh on Facebook or Twitter at Tosh Utah.